Begin the current daf Mesechtes Brachas daf Samach Beis. Begin the Amud Alf. Begin with the Taisa de Bemaskel. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara Rava. Mekmei Dahava Reisha Bechulu. Before he was the Rosh Hashiva, then when he went to the bathroom, his wife would do one way. Vasa de Malach, after he became the Rosh Hashiva, then Avdalei Kapsis, she made from a window, Amancha Leyada Bechulu, she placed her hand on his head, etc. Which Taisa comes to explain that the Rava's wife passed away after Abaya passed away. And that is, the Gemara brings that Rava, when he would go to the bathroom, say he would go out of his house, before he was Rosh Hashiva, his wife would go ahead and shake a container made out of copper with a walnut inside of it, so it should make noise, so to wait away the shadim, the mazikin. But after he became Rosh Hashiva, where he needed a greater amount of protection, because the shadim are jealous on Tamid HaChacham more than regular people, so she made a window right opposite where he relieved himself, right outside the house, and she would put her hand on his head. Now, this is one just tame, it's a wonder. Because the Al-Karach Le-Malach Rava, Rava did not become the Rosh Hashiva, Ad-Achar Pitarasa Shal Abaya, until after Abaya passed away. Kidmashma Le-Elbub did the Bahedja, as we have in the story of Bahedja, where he was a dream interpreter, and Rava told me so in his dream that Abaya's house collapsed, and Rava's covered in the dust, and he translated to him, he interpreted it, yes, after Abaya's going to pass away, Rava's going to be the Rosh Hashiva. So you see that the Rava became Rosh Hashiva only after Abaya passed away. Emachem b'ksubis, so do we find the Gemara Ksubis, the Kama, where the Gemara says that Choyma, who is the Beis Ud Abaya, who is the wife of Abaya, Asla Kameh de Rava, she came in front of Rava. So you see that he was Rosh Hashiva after Abaya passed away. And as is brought B'Soif Perek Avopi over there on Daf Samachem Adal. Now, says Taisis, but B'Zehu Tema, so that's a wonder. Because in our Gemara, we're saying that when he was Rosh Hashiva, which was again after Abaya passed away, his wife would be doing an upgraded shmirah on her husband. So that means to say his wife was alive when he was Rosh Hashiva. But Dela'el, the Gemara previously, is mashma the Rav Bachaloyim, that he saw in his dream, Abaya and Rav had different dream sequences that they went to Bar Hedja, that he saw Pitirasa, his wife's passing, Kaidin Pitirasa Dabaya. His dream that he was interpreted from Bar Hedja that his wife's going to pass away was before he had the dream which was interpreted that Abaya is going to pass away. So how does that make sense with our Gemara? Where we're saying his wife was around when he was Rosh Hashiva. I mean, she didn't die yet. But he only became Rosh Hashiva after Abaya passed away. But didn't he dream that his wife's going to pass away before Abaya is going to pass away? So it's Taisa Vishlam. What you could say is, yeah, Mikal Mokum, even so, even though the dream he had of his wife passing away before Abaya, but Lo Niftara Adach Abaya, but ultimately his wife didn't pass away until after Abaya passed away, and therefore, yes, Abaya passed away, he became Rosh Hashiva. His wife was still alive at that time, and she would put her hand on his head through the window when he was relieving himself, and only after that did his wife pass away, although in his dreams he had her passing away first, but ultimately Abaya passed away before his wife passed away. Salikut Taisus the Mesechtes Brachas, we have concluded the Taisus in Perek Aurelia, and concluded Mesechtes Brachas with Taisus, with Siyat HaShemayim, with Be'ez HaShem Yisbarach, and with that, next year, Milzer will begin Mesechtes Shabbos.